adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming. It's a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives.
My name is Trevor, and I have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old.
And my name is Jeff. I have a 13-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Okay, we're going to get into the game and dad goodness. And Jeff's got a heck of a one with the discovery of Steam Family, which I want to hear about. But we don't like to throw shade at this in this podcast, right?
Right.
This is a happy space. This is a good space. This is a fun space. I come to you gaming dads with a scenario that's happened the last few times, and I'm trying to process it, and we'll process it live together. So we are at, my kids have swimming lessons every week.
Yeah.
And they go and just, you know, there's a little gallery of parents and they're all just sitting there watching it. And, you know, I do my best to try not to be just staring at my phone the whole time. It's like an honest effort. Cause I find I can scroll too much. I, like everybody else, use my phone too much. So no, I'm just going to be here. I'll watch them. Try just to enjoy the moment, but one's eyes do wander. And
where is this going?
I'm not sure. What you'll see is, you know, every now and then you're kind of seeing other people on their devices and they're kind of scrolling or doing whatever.
Right.
There's this middle-aged lady and she's reading a book, Kindle. Okay, this makes really great. Except that I started to read some of the words. And then I could not stop reading the words. Jeff, this was some of the steamiest, filthiest erotica I've ever seen in my life. And I'm not talking, and Roberto grabbed me with great passion and took me away. I'm talking, and then he beep, 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 beep. And then he took my beep, beep, beep. And then they beep, 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 beep. Like I was like,
wow, okay.
What is it? And the problem is not the con. It's like, hey, man. You enjoy that stuff? Cool. Like, fantastic, right? That's not the shade. The shade is like, we're at kids' swimming lessons, Karen. What are you doing? Why are you reading this right now? It's like, it's wild, right? Like, I'm having a hard time because it's not, look, there's no shame in the fact you read it. But this isn't the time, Karen. Now.
Where do you go? Like, what are you planning on doing? That's
and the font is big enough that I can read it.
Well, I was about to say, I'm like, were you like next to her or like over the shoulder? But if it's like,
I was like right on her shoulder like this, like, and it just
turned the page.
I was so curious. It's like, how much smut is this? There's got to be some plot eventually, right?
I hope you figured out the book or whatever it was that she's reading and then go back and be like, so I have this book club. I thought you might be interested.
See, that'd be part of the shame part of it, which I have no business. But I just,
wow, that's a new one. I've never I thought that maybe someone on their phone was like, they're on Tinder or something.
And there would be shade. There's like with the phone. Yeah. I could see that would be the more obvious one, right? Where it's like,
yeah.
There, which wild swing between slightly inappropriate Instagram, very inappropriate Instagram to, hey, buddy, this is a public space. Put away that site.
Yeah.
No, it was like, it was the smut of the book smut. And it was just
like, wild. Okay, so just hold on. Is she like front row? Like all the rows behind can see?
Nope. It's not a corner. It's not, it's just sitting there reading away.
Right out there, eh? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, some of these kids can read.
That is true. I mean, there's some health education there too. So,
no shade, but man, there's a time and place, lady, and that's just. So every time I go now, I see her there. She's flipping through books. What's today's topic?
This is amazing. I didn't think this is where this topic was gonna go. I thought he was like, oh, like somebody was gonna pee in the pool or something, and you're like, ah, we're not gonna shame them, obviously they're kids, but no, we're in a different pool.
it's an adult lady. Wow. Enjoying her very private books in a very very public place.
Well, and, yeah,
and causing some turmoil for a gaming dad as far as A, I don't know that this is the right place, and B, what happens next?
Yeah, that's true, right? Tell me more.
But anyway, just throw that out there. I don't know if any gaming dads out there have seen a similar type of scenario. Write into us, newdadgaming.com or at newdadgaming. Now, to family-friendly content. Yeah. You, Jeff, have discovered and set up something called Steam Family, and it's immediately kind of caught my attention. Why don't you walk us through what you've discovered?
Yeah, so I think before on the show, I've talked about how Steam has family sharing, which is sharing your gaming library with any number of the authorized users that you kind of have in your household. And it was great because I could share my Steam library with my kids. But the problem was that if I was online and they were playing a game, because I was the primary user, I would kick them out immediately. So they would get a little countdown timer saying they have like a minute to get out. And then the game shuts off because no two users can be in that library at once. So being a Steam Deck fanatic, I could kind of cheat the system. Yeah, exactly. I could kind of cheat it, though, and do airplane mode. So Steam kind of like went online for a second to check if I'm good. And then I went offline and played my game, right? Because not too many games I play are online only. It's kind of a messy situation. Anyway, Steam launched the updated version of that. I think it's been in beta or still is in beta as of now, but it's Steam Family, and what it does is it removes that barrier. So now I can share my library with my kids. I can be playing a game, they can be playing a different game, so they can't play the same game, but everyone can be online at once, and I think it's up to like 10 people. So they are very generous with the amount of users that you can authorize to come in and do everything with your library. But the best part, the icing on the cake, is that any games that your kids have bought, you now have access to, which is amazing. Because like some of those little games, you're like, I might want to try that out. And now I can try out Geometry Dash or whatever else my kids have bought over with their Steam cards as part of my own library. So it's kind of like this.
Man, that is super friendly as far as like a family thing. Like it's reminiscent to how we grew up. Because ultimately, if your brother or sister or whoever bought a game, the cartridge.
Yes.
It was in the house. So like it was purchased and everybody could just like pass around and eventually kind of get a shot at it.
Right.
So it's kind of reminiscent of that in that the household has these series of games. So that's really great.
Yeah. And just like an aside to it, they have really good parental controls now. Like, so you could lock down things like, you know, the store, adult content, all that stuff. Maybe not the lady in the pool.
Yeah, but adult fiction too.
There is some, literature games that you could play. But you can lock down individual things. You can lock down games. You can even see where their time is being spent gaming-wise per user and understand where that screen time is kind of sitting. And then set limits on the screen time or the game time itself. So lots of options. I have never seen this much of an upgrade. I know Steam's not really going anywhere, but it's good to see them improve it instead of just kind of letting it be where, kind of the console space is, they kind of deliver the minimum of what they can and then they kind of leave it. So
yeah, to your knowledge, so is this new or has this existed for a while?
So I think the Steam Family is new because it's in beta out of the family sharing. I think there were parental controls before, but it wasn't like this involved. At least I didn't see it. So it kind of pops up once you go into the Steam Family beta. So if users are out there and they're like, no, man, this has been on for a year, then I've completely missed the boat and I am a gaming dad fail. But this seems to be like the newest thing. You do have to click on the beta channel to get into the system. And then it's all set up. You just authorize the users as I think I even authorized my kids as the age that they are. And they still could have access to stuff because that was one of my hiccups. I'm like, oh, if I set them up as a child, can they not play, what is deemed as a violent game where it's not violent to me? Like I allow them to play games with, you know, weapons in it and stuff, but that's not the case. You can let them fly free. So I recommend.
Sorry, I lost my microphone there for a second. That is fantastic. It's even the nuances around, okay, I understand he's 9, but I don't mind that he plays this particular game, even though it's got like some guns in it or something, because, you know, that I've deemed that appropriate. So
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I wonder if it does lead into, I've seen some concerns over PlayStation this week about their console sales and them kind of taking a dip. Xbox seems to continue to have trouble with some of the hardware stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Square Enix, which actually kind of bleeds nicely into our next story we'll talk about. But with Square Enix, them starting to back away from their console exclusivity because they're not making the numbers.
Right.
All suffice to say, this console stuff, I wonder if in 5 to 10 years' time, it kind of just amalgamates. So it's like, you know what? This PC's just everybody on a PC. Let's just center around it. It's the most powerful. It's the most flexible. No more special boxes.
Yeah, I could see it. Or if it's like, instead of a console, it's more like Steam Decks, right? Like there's these PCs that you buy that you don't need to fiddle with, and it will work with these amount of games. But yeah, I can see that for sure. It's shrinking.
Because think about your kids. Because if they, at this point, if they asked, hey, I want a new system, and especially now, because you know, like Steam Family and everything else coming,
right?
And you have a choice between a PS5 or Steam Deck or a G4, like there's a Legion, I think, for instance, is 4 or 5. Like, where would you start to lean, honestly?
It's a good question, because my kids play mostly PC games. So I think it would be in the PC space. I think console is kind of not as exciting to them. And again, their friends aren't really on it. Nintendo's a little bit different outside of that.
Yeah.
That's more of a, you know, the chill time that they love to get and just sit down and play whatever Nintendo kind of gives them. But yeah, it would be leaning towards a PC place, I think. So
yeah, because my kids mostly are, at this stage, besides a game that I'll kind of mention coming up, like they largely have been playing on their laptops, Chromebook, right?
Oh,
so they themselves too, even at their younger age, like 6 and 8,
right,
are already kind of preferring Roblox and other titles on their Chromebooks as opposed to the Xbox they have access to.
Right. Okay. See, is this generation going to be the downfall? Are we going to be the old people? I'd be like, remember back in my day. There is consoles.
So many consoles. So, hey, gaming dads out there, is this a trend you're seeing as well? NewDadGaming.com or at NewDadGaming. Now, we did allude to it as a Steam Deck aficionado and Square Enix kind of losing their focus on consoles. Jeff has dipped into a controversial Final Fantasy, which is funny because it comes off of a, shall we call it a reversal of a recommendation you made in the last episode?
Let's just call it what it is. It was a fail. I take it back. Last episode, as Trevor mentioned, it was Tactics Ogre, and it was some kind of tactics game that I thought I would be all into and, you know, spend some time grinding away and stuff. It was just too much for me. Too many options, too many things going on. And I'm like, I just really need something super linear and just kind of tells me point A to point B. And a lot of people hate Final Fantasy 13 because of that. I'm like, that sounds perfect. That is right up my alley. Thank you. And it's like $8 or something. And it's been great so far. This is one that, again, tells me where to go. There's a little arrow. I don't have to discover a map. I don't have to do anything that is invisible to me. I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm going. And I know who's kind of in my party and how to tweak them to get to, like, you know, a good level. And I'm having a blast with it. I don't know if you've played this one, but I totally missed out on Final Fantasy 13. So it's all new to me. I don't know. I like it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more online hate than was necessary for it. Like, I understand people's concerns with it because it started, so there's so many corridors you just had to go down as opposed to open, beautiful, like Final Fantasy classic ones, right? But ultimately, when you got into it and just playing it, the battles were fun. like, it's very classic Final Fantasy. Like, I could absolutely see what you're saying in that, right?
Yeah,
I will say that didn't have a lot of love for the character. There's no characters I look back on. Lightning looks cool. That's about it. Like, I don't remember any other names. I just didn't
Snow. Snow. He lost his like wife / girlfriend.
That's Titus V2, right?
Yes. Yes.
That's a Titus ripoff.
Yeah. Sage, which is the like Barrett type of character, has a little bird in his head.
He was funny.
Yeah, he was funny. He was well voiced. He's been well voiced so far. But yeah, the characters I can see, like, I'm not gonna remember these people, but I've been having a good time with it.
Yeah.
Some of the battles, like you said, is great to kind of experience. The Edelon fights, like the summons they get to fight, do present a puzzle. So you don't just hit them for the most hit points. Like, I think the recent one I fought was Odin, and he teaches you to protect. So Lightning has to protect Hope, and if you don't heal Hope in the battle, you will die. So you have to figure out the puzzle, and if I heal them, that his meter actually goes up, and then you capture him at the end like a Pokemon. That was kind of neat, instead of just like grinding up and then like just unleashing hell on this person, right? So
They have like, there's like stance, like battle stances or something too, like, which I only remembered because
paradigms,
sure. Yes. So I again, like, I just seem to recall I really enjoyed it, and it's one of those classic ones where don't believe the hype or anti-hype, just play it and see what you think, and it's like, it's fine. It's a great little Final Fantasy, especially, man, for $8.
I mean,
fill your boots.
Right.
Now, it's good that you paid for it, because the good thing with a lot of older games that you've paid for is that you can emulate them now, only the ones you paid for.
Right.
As this podcast has only ever done.
Correct.
On iOS. So this week saw the release of additional emulators. Like, the floodgates truly are open. I was kind of curious about how this was going to unroll.
Yeah.
But the floodgates are truly open. We're seeing everything, folks. So we had the PPSSPP. So PSP, that's the PSP emulator on iOS, launched to great fanfare. And in addition, there was also RetroArch. Called like the grand, not granddaddy, but just one, considered one of the more powerful, like the standard, if you will.
For sure.
Now, did either cause you to rush out and download them? What is your current, so firstly, what's your take on the opening of the emulation situation on iOS? And then secondly, what is your current state of play with iOS on your devices?
So it's funny that you asked that, because I haven't gone back. So I think we talked last time, it was the Delta one, and, you know, I tried it out for, you know, a couple RPGs. I think you had a good time with it, but I haven't. That was a couple weeks ago. And when these new ones dropped out, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, especially RetroArch, that's a lot of systems on your phone now. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, I do have that other one sitting there with a whole bunch of games that I was trying to get into, and I kind of left it. So I don't know if you were the same or you still continued or...
Yeah, I will say it's, you know, I talked at the top of the show where I found myself on my phone too much. But that problem is like just consuming content and media.
Right.
And it's like, you know, I have these streaming services. I have these retro games. I got everything. Like, why don't I just play more games? So that's like, forget trying to have some big, don't touch the phone and I'm going to study instead or some nonsense like that. Instead, it's like, no, just use that time more efficiently to have like a good time.
Yeah.
And so the one I got back into was Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Really?
That game it
does it for you, eh?
It's so good, man. You could tell me that this thing was launched recently, because the gameplay is just so tight. The characters are fantastic and fun. The challenge is like right there. So it's just, there's something of, so, and I was even just thinking about, like, you look at the graphics of the motions and the sprites that they did, like, it's kind of stunning. Like, it's kind of hard to believe this was on Nintendo so long ago.
Yeah. How do you feel about not having tactile buttons, or do you play it with the backbone?
I play with the backbone. This would be impossible.
Yeah.
That's an important point. There's no way you could play this without a controller.
Okay.
This one is way too slow. That's generally what I found with most of the, emulation, is that for many games, that anything that's kind of a little twitchy, you gotta have the controller. But RPGs, again, that's where like Final Fantasy doesn't matter because you can just take your time and click through it. So just great, man. Like that is the one that I've gone back to, and I think accordingly a couple I'll keep swinging back into. So perhaps like I might finish my Final Fantasy runs, see if I can actually finally beat Final Fantasy 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I'm cheering you on, man. That's a lot of work. That's coming up.
Yeah.
So much time.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Nothing but free time for gaming dads during the summer, right?
We're all off work. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Right? It's like school's out.
Yeah. Hey, so gaming dads out there, have you been playing any, have you found a particular, are you still in the emulators on your phone? And if so, what games would you recommend? Write in, let us know. Now, a modern game that I've been like thrilled that my kids have gone back into. I don't know if your kids had ever had an experience with it, but Goat Simulator. Goat Simulator 3, part of Game Pass. And every time I come down on the weekend and that's the game they're playing, like it just feeds my soul. What did you call it? What was your reference?
It's like, again, like Just Cause for kids, right? Like, again, Just Cause is like that playground for adults, and you like do a whole bunch of crazy stuff. This is that game just for kids. Like, here's a goat, go nuts. Here's a little playpen, go for it.
Can I hit him? Yeah, sure. Hit him.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Just,
can I? There's a nuclear plant. Can I explode it? Yeah, I don't know, man. Probably go for it.
Absolutely, you can.
It's so, I was watching them play, like, it's just so dense. Like, there's every, it's not just that it's a large world, it's that every corner is just packed with stuff.
Yeah.
Right? So, and every time you go into a new section, there is a, you know, new mission or new objective, or, hey, drive this bumper car. Hey, jump across these railings. Hey, like, whatever. So, to see them just play, it's such a, we've discussed this term before. It's just such a video game.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's true. Get in. It's silly. It's fun. Have a great time. It's not about logic. This is about fun mechanics and a fun package. Like, Bob, go nuts.
Yeah.
And to see them enjoy it, especially like hold their attention for some degree of weeks, is fantastic. I'm so happy about this.
It would be funny to hear them talk about it at recess at school for a kid that doesn't know what you're talking about or hasn't been allowed to. And you're like, Goat Simulator. Like, what? You just eat grass all day? I don't get it. What are you doing? Oh, no. Let me introduce you into this game.
And then he steals a car? How does a goat drive? Like, it's none of your concern. Thank you.
It's a simulator. This is what happens.
Stop asking questions, please.
Yeah.
So you love to see it. It's, yeah, anything basically to get them off of Roblox, ultimately.
I think you're succeeding because mine haven't really moved. Like, Roblox is the thing. So I think you're getting there.
Yeah, piece by piece. If anything, I should probably spend more time. I think it could be up to me. I could find more experiences, especially two player, and probably pitch them. I think something I should probably try this summer would be during the week, a little bit of exploration, try to find something that's kind of fun as a 2 to 4 player, and introduce it to them to try to get them, hey, let's play this. It has a story or like a mechanic, or it's, you know, an actual game, not just a Roblox grindy nonsense.
Yeah, that's where I'm kind of at too, because at least 11 year old, my 11 year old kid, I was into Final Fantasy at that time. Like, I was into RPGs with a story, and like I've said on this show, they're the ones to skip through all the cutscenes, even with Final Fantasy 7 remake. Like, they're just like, nope, I don't like this part. I'm like, this is the story, this is the book part.
This is where the intrigue comes in. You have to read this. Do your homework.
Doesn't matter to them. So I'm hoping for you, man. I'm hoping.
Hey, we'll keep it posted. As always, Gaming Dads with Stories, right on in. So lastly was it's a game that I downloaded when I saw that it was available. And it turned out to be, my memory was not served. I thought I had it for free as part of like Apple Arcade, but it ended up being, it was a trial, which, pretty cool. Because, you know, this show, huge fans of trials.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
And the loop was really a hook. Like, I got really into it. Like, I thought that was great. And then full game was like $9. Like, okay.
Okay. Yeah, this is the full Loop Hero, right? Like the,
Full Loop Hero. There's no, it's not a special mobile version. It works fine on phone. Not great. It's not as though, it's not a perfect mobile game necessarily, but it absolutely works. So you're not limited. You're not limited in that case, but it's definitely a full release. Devolver Digital. It's just fantastic. Like, it's fast. Like, it's a great game. Like, it slowly unfurls, like, the kind of world. It's one of those things where you start in mystery and it introduces a great game hook. And then, like, just slowly but surely, you start to kind of uncover the mystery as to, like, what the heck's going on in the world. And it's a bit passive, which is nice. So, for those who have only passing familiarity with it, your character, it's kind of like a classic RPG or dungeon crawler, where you're roaming around, you beat monsters, and you upgrade your equipment, except that you're not doing any of the attacking.
Okay.
And your hero has this track that just goes around in circles. And then every now and then a monster pops on it, and when he goes over talk, your hero will just attack them on their own.
Okay.
So kind of idle, you might have heard some idle type stuff. But every time that happens, like, they'll drop some loot, and then you can decide which loot you want to do. Every time they fall, you can build the world around this loop. So sometimes you put out mountains and then you get resources, which you go back to your base and help build. But you can get like a scary forest, which you actually put on the loop, and every day like a new monster will show up there. So you're introducing a challenge to yourself, but only you'd only want to do it at the right time after you've kind of upgraded your loot, your own like hero's equipment enough to handle it, right?
Okay, yeah.
You see, so you can start to see like the kind of loop. It's like, okay, I want to get better loot, so I need to introduce these harder bosses into my path, but I want to wait a bit till I get a better sword and then build. And then at any point you can leave the loop. And if you do, you escape with all the loot that you acquired, including resources. You go back to a base and you can build, people showing up, intrigue kind of unfurls, and away you go. So it's like that simple core premise, which is really capturing. Becomes a lot of fun, and then it slowly, the mystery starts to unwind, the darkness starts to lighten up, then you find out what's going on with this world. So it's kind of nice because there is an end.
Okay, like it's interesting to me that you gravitated towards this, like, because Diablo 4 launched a huge update, and I thought that would be your next game. I thought that'd be like, oh no, he's going back in there, but like this one is like not the same by any means, but it's got that kind of, loot drop system. You're going through a world, you're trying to figure out stuff.
I gotcha. So yeah.
It's just, it's very different.
same, but different.
Yeah. Like, just, it's just interesting what grabs the attention.
I have not forgotten the Gaming Dad poll where I'm supposed to beat Horizon Zero Dawn.
That was my next question. How far are you in that? But I'm not sure that you're very far. You might be caught in a loop. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm stuck on a loop. Thank you very much. Well done. Dad joke. Haven't touched. I intend to continue to beat it. So before I would do a Diablo, I would go back into... I will abide by the Gaming Dad poll. And again, that's just where, again, like when I'm sitting... One of the impetuses to play this game was looking at my phone. It's like, I need to get off of Reddit. I need to get off Instagram or Facebook. Like, these are just... I enjoy them, but it's not an active use of my downtime.
Right.
It's like, I'm a guy who has a podcast about gaming, and I love gaming. I don't have to sit in front of the TV with special dad gaming time to make it happen. I have the damn device.
Right.
So just play the damn game.
Yeah.
So, I'd started to, it's like, okay, let me just get the PlayStation hooked up. Oh, Loop Hero. I remember this one.
I remember download this. I'll just have a one go 9 hours later. Yeah. Okay.
Tale as old as time. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
But wanted to put it out there. Perhaps you've seen it. Perhaps you heard of it. Have seen nothing about it. I'd say there's been a lot of streams. It's pretty popular on Twitch for quite a while. Check it out. I'm having a phenomenal time. It's just a nice pickup on the phone, I think. I promise you I'll continue to play.
We're just going through the motions here, Trevor. I don't know. Where is your gaming adventure going to take you next?
Day by day, man. Day by day. What can I tell you? All right, everybody. I'll wrap it up there for the week. Thank you so much for listening. if you like the podcast, you can find us on all the major podcasting networks. So we can subscribe on Google Podcasts, iTunes, Google, Spotify, Caster, anywhere where you get your podcast. Just search for New Dad Gaming. If you did like the show, what really helps is that subscription, but even more, a rating and a comment. That helps boost the signal out to other gaming dads. Hopefully we can hear it. You can find us on, if you'd like to reach out to us, if you have your own stories, mobile recommendations, you hated Final Fantasy 13 and you want to yell at Jeff.
Yeah.
do you have your other, you are you doing something with ROMs on your phone? We'd love to hear about it. Hearing from gaming dads is one of the best parts of the show by far. So reach out to us, newdadgaming.com, or on our socials at newdadgaming or Twitch, newdadgaming podcast. Everybody, cannot thank you enough for listening. And until next week, my name is Trevor, and I have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 13-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Just remember, just because you became a dad
does not mean it's game over.
All right. See you next week.
See you.